Restoring My Soul, Monday the 15th of December. Impediments to Entering Rest. Jesus' parable of the seed and grounds reveals two key impediments to entering rest, resulting in the weariness of a son of God. The first impediment is the stones of law in our own heart. Paul described these stones as another law in our person. This law is the source of our own righteousness. It is also the basis of the judgments that we make about ourselves, about others, and about the relevance of God's word to us. Notably, Jesus said that people who find no deliverance from the other law have no root in themselves. He said that when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. A person who is receiving the word and is engaging in life through the prism of their other law is the measure of their own good and evil. In response to the word, their thoughts accuse or excuse them. This proclivity for self-assessment is marked by an inability or an unwillingness to testify of personal, marital, or familial reformation in the light of the word. The stones of law within their heart impede their ability to be rooted and grounded in love. This is because their affections are contingent upon the affirmation that they receive from others and are often informed by comparison. For this reason, those likened to stony ground are easily offended and often feel victimized. A second key impediment to entering rest, which causes weariness, includes the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things. These endeavors represent alternative yokes or agendas that are in competition with the works that belong to our sanctified obedience. Jesus likened these pursuits to thorns that choke the word so that we become unfruitful in our expression as a son of God. Instead of bearing the fruits of the Spirit, which indicate blessing, we can become distracted and anxious and beset by the prickly passions of sin. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 7, verse 23, Mark chapter 4, verse 17, Romans chapter 2, verse 15, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, James chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, Mark chapter 4, verse 19, and Romans chapter 7, verse 5. For further study, Romans chapter 7.